2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Lake City.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Friday, April 2nd, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Shaleo. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City and a very nice 62 degrees.
Traffic backed up and stacked up on 5600 West. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour, it is developing news. Gunfire outside of the United States Capitol after someone intentionally drove into two Capitol police officers at a security checkpoint. ABC's Pierre Thomas is on scene. He begins our team coverage.
We're being told that all three individuals, including the suspect, have been transported to a hospital. But again, the information that we have so far is that a vehicle rammed after breaking through a barrier hit a couple of officers, injuring those officers. Our sources are telling us that the officers fired on the suspect. We're still getting additional details, but obviously the Capitol has been on a sense of heightened alert since the January 6th. They had started to scale back some of the perimeter fencing in recent weeks, but obviously this incident has law enforcement responding. Again, the suspect is in custody. We're being told he's been transported to the hospital. Officers have been injured. We understand at least one of the officers may have been seriously injured. Unfolding story. We're still trying to get additional information on the circumstances and the why. Why was this barrier breached?
There is no heightened security at the Capitol today because it is Good Friday and Congress isn't there. The president is at Camp David for the weekend. ABC's Karen Travers continues our team coverage with the White House's response.
Aaron, this all developed while we were in the briefing with Press Secretary Jen Psaki. In fact, she was interrupted by a press aide who came out to say that this was happening. We asked questions just as to what they might know at this point. The White House did not have any more information than what we've been seeing on Twitter from the Capitol Police, but did say they would update us. We should note the president is not here at the White House right now, Aaron. He left for Camp David about an hour and a half ago and landed there just before 1 o'clock. The White House says that he will be briefed on anything that is developing at the Capitol, and they will then in turn give us updates about what he has been hearing and whether or not he might even come back to the White House if there was any need for him to give a statement or be here.
Stay tuned to KSL News Radio for the very latest information. Also developing here in Utah, we are learning today the body of a Kearns woman, Nicole Solorio Romero, missing since February, has been recovered. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our team coverage, the case of Nicole Solorio Romero.
Investigators found the body of Nicole Solorio Romero on March 26. Earlier today, it was also announced that four more people are being charged in connection to the alleged kidnapping and killing.
Ivan Acosta, Fernando Marquez, Christian Morales, and Carolina Marquez.
Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says the total number of people now facing charges is at six. Carolina and Fernando Marquez are being charged with murder, obstruction of justice, and aggravated kidnapping. Additionally, Morales and Acosta are charged with obstructing justice and abuse or desecration of a human body. Gill says it's still unclear whether more arrests or charges could be coming, although he did confirm the investigation remains open and active. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Investigators were able to piece together details of the plot, Solorio Romero's murder, and the attempts to cover it up. Continuing our team coverage, here's KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Charging documents tell a sordid story of planning, intimidation, brutality, and tragedy. Investigators say suspect Carolina Marquez instructed co-conspirator Orlando Tobar and Jorge Medina Reyes to kidnap Nicole Solorio Romero because she owed Marquez money. They describe how the suspects met after the murder in Tacos Mi Carmelo, which is owned by Marquez, and made a phone call to Christian Morales to come help remove Nicole's body. Marquez and two other suspects are then seen at the apartment where Nicole was shot, apparently cleaning up and removing evidence of the murder. They then outline how detectives found a body in black garbage bags, which matched similar bags taken from the Tacos Mi Carmelo restaurant. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, Easter weekend is ahead, but new data shows more and more Americans don't associate with any religion. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
We do have north and southbound backups on 5600 West between I-80 and 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
This is Boyd Matheson. Maybe you've heard of him. It's not about disagreeing less. It's about disagreeing better.
Now it's even easier to listen.
Starting next Monday, Boyd hosts an expanded edition of Inside Sources. Afternoons from 1 till 3. Just ask Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Have you ever had to call a plumber to clear a slow-running drain or unclog a toilet? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you didn't know, a lot of clogs can be fixed with a plunger. But there's different styles of plungers, so make sure you choose the right one. A standard plunger, the kind with the big flat opening at the bottom, those are best for sinks. Then there's the toilet plunger. It's kind of bell-shaped and has a small tubular opening at the bottom. This is designed to fit in the opening at the bottom of your toilet. Make sure you have a good seal around the opening and then plunge away. If the plunger doesn't work or you just don't want to mess with it, consider calling Any Hour Services. We've put together a drain clearing special for any homeowners listening. We'll clear any drain with normal access for only $43. And if we can't clear it, you don't pay a thing. 43 or it's free. The number's 801-443-7700. If water's supposed to drain down it, we can clear it. Sinks, showers, tubs, or toilets, and yes, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. Any drain with normal access, 43 or it's free. Call 801-443-7700, 801-443-7700, or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news on this beautiful Good Friday, 62 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Recapping our top story this half hour, this is a national story. U.S. Capitol is on lockdown. Capitol Police say someone intentionally drove into two Capitol Police officers. You want to stay tuned for the latest coming up from ABC News in about 10 minutes right here on KSL News Radio. Officials are warning that large gathering this weekend could lead to more infections, especially in the states that are rolling back restrictions. ABC's Ariel Reshef reports from Michigan.
Dr. Anthony Fauci telling ABC affiliate WXYZ the state may have reopened too soon.
The idea of pulling back prematurely under pressure, it's understandable why you might want to do that, but the results, I think, are being manifested in what you're seeing in Michigan.
But more evidence of the power of vaccines. Pfizer reporting its vaccine was 91% protective against symptomatic disease and 95% protective against severe disease 6 months after the second dose.
Michigan now has its first case of the Brazilian variant of the virus. President Biden is celebrating an uptick in jobs numbers and telling everyday Americans they made that happen.
Credit for this progress belongs not to me, but to the American people. Hard-working women and men who have struggled through this pandemic, never given up, and are determined to get the country back on track.
The president earlier today in a briefing this morning from the White House. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We are just learning the suspect who drove into two U.S. Capitol Police officers and a security barricade has died. Police fired at the suspect, believing that he had a knife. You want to stay with us for the very latest on this story. Another year without an Easter tradition at the White House. Press Secretary Jen Psaki making the announcement earlier today.
Well, there will be no Easter egg roll next year. We'll do a big one. But he will deliver remarks on the tradition of Easter at the White House.
The White House Easter egg roll dates back to 1878. Religious observance is on the decline. Gallup says the number of people who consider themselves members of any church has fallen below 50% of the population. ABC's Jim Ryan reports.
Membership means formally affiliating with a brick-and-mortar house of worship, but since early last year, that's been virtually impossible. Emphasis on virtual.
Even though membership may be down, attendance is up.
The Reverend Rhonda Breach Yerby expects online participation in worship to grow, even after actual church doors open.
Oh my God, yes, it will be actually better because we'll have so many unchurched people.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is this weekend. The conference will be virtual once again. You can hear all the general sessions here on KSL News Radio, surrounded by special conference programming. You can listen on the radio, on the KSL News Radio app, or on your home smart speaker at home. KSL News Time 1209. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Ricky Meese, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It is a beautiful day
Isn't
to be out
pretty?
On. Oh, I know. I'm soaking up this sunshine and loving it. But we are starting off with a few bumps in the road. If you're out on the drive, we have a crash. This is going to be northbound I-215's West Belt. It's going to be approximately 30th South, so after 3500 South, but well before the 21st South Freeway Junction. It is out of traffic over on the right shoulder as you're approaching the overpass, but again, no delay. A crash in Davis County. This is Main Street at 400 North in Farmington, and then for downtown drivers. Salt Lake City PD on the scene of a crash with injuries, 4th North at 1300 West. It's not too late to refinance or get some cash for home improvements. Talk to mortgage specialists today at Hercules Credit Union. Visit HerculesCU.com for details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Well, let's get the very latest on this great Easter forecast.
Above average temperatures continue up to 75 and sunny today with warmer conditions this weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, a lot of sunshine and 63 degrees. Still to come on Utah's new news. We've been telling you that this weekend is the third general conference in a row that the general conference for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will be virtual. We're going to go in-depth on that subject coming up next right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Is your home friendly? Meaning, is it protected by friendly home services? We have the expertise to fix any plumbing, heating, cooling, or electrical issue. Right now, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Or get $600 off a new sewer line installation. Call 833-33-FRIENDLY or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. The world could use more friendly.
Close your eyes. Unless you're driving, then obviously keep them open. Still with us? Okay. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high, as high as the stratosphere. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. Yes, Scribd, like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading, but instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, sheet music, current news, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd, you're putting a whole library in your pocket for just $10 a month. Then listen to an audiobook by your favorite author instead of this commercial. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com. That's S-C-R-I-B-D.com. Scribd.com.
This is Vernal, where dinosaurs roamed and ruled millions of years ago. And this is Vernal,
What's that? It's so cool.
Awesome.
Where today you roam and rule as you explore and discover history.
You came as a kid. Now bring the family and again uncover the wonders of Vernal. Imagine. Play. This is a brand new adventure for your family. Less than 3 hours from home. There's epic river rafting, untamed and thrilling ATV trails. Plus, dinosaur land. Even see the Wall of Bones at the Dinosaur National Monument. You'll be able to walk up and touch over 1,500 authentic fossilized bones still left in their final resting place. This is Vernal. Open for history and adventure exploration.
Plan your next great adventure at dinoland.com. Dinoland.com.
I love it!
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The body of a Kearns woman missing since February has been recovered. The Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office says investigators found the body of Nicole Solario Romero on March 26. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, the U.S. Capitol is on lockdown right now. Two Capitol police officers were injured after a suspect allegedly drove into the officers at a security checkpoint. Police fired at that suspect, believing that he had a knife. That suspect has now died. Third is a look at your noontime drive with Ricky Meese.
Slowdowns both directions of 5600 West between I-80 and 2100 South. Generally, when we see that, it's likely due to a train holding back traffic and an accident northbound I-215's West Belt after 3500 South on the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Another beautiful day with temperatures up to 75 degrees and plenty of sunshine, and it gets even warmer for the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Nice 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At the U.S. Capitol, a lockdown after a suspect rammed a car into a security barricade and two Capitol police officers. Capitol police opening fire on the driver after he exited the vehicle with a weapon. Two officers are said to be injured. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, minutes ago.
Currently, in response to the events right now, I don't have any update, but we will venture to get one for you should there be an impact.
ABC's Karen Travers.
This all developed while we were in the briefing with Press Secretary Jen Psaki. In fact, she was interrupted by a press aide who came out to say that this was happening. We asked questions just as to what they might know at this point. The White House did not have any more information than what we've been seeing on Twitter from the Capitol Police, but did say they would update us. We should note the president is not here at the White House. He left for Camp David and landed there just before 1 o'clock.
ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
The Capitol has been on a sense of heightened alert since the January 6th insurrection. They had started to scale back some of the perimeter fencing in recent weeks, but obviously this incident has law enforcement responding.
National Guard troops can be seen approaching the Capitol complex. Now to Minneapolis and the Derek Chauvin murder trial, the former officer charged in the death of George Floyd. A senior member of the Minneapolis Police Department took the stand today.
Lieutenant Richard Zimmerman, head of homicide, testified he has the most seniority of any officer.
Have you ever, in all the years you've been working for the Minneapolis Police Department, been trained to kneel on the neck of someone who is handcuffed behind their back in a prone position?
No, I haven't.
Zimmerman adding that would be considered deadly force.
If your knee is on a person's neck, that can kill him.
And that once someone is handcuffed, the officer is responsible for their safety and well-being. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. We are now coming up on our third general conference in a row that has had to be virtual because of the coronavirus pandemic. But the work of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints goes on just in a slightly different way than before. And where is that more apparent than in missionary work? KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes a look back at the past year and moving forward.
When the pandemic began, thousands of missionaries around the world were either suddenly sent home or they were locked down or put in quarantine. Senior missionaries coming home saying on the plane. Wilson McConkie and Kelsey Straw recently returned home from their missions to England and Florida.
It was pretty strict for the first few months, so we could only go outside about once a day.
So I spent a lot of time on my knees just and brainstorming with my companion just what resources do we have? What talents do we have that we can share?
As COVID cases climbed, they became more concerned about other missionaries and their health, like Hannah Morgan, who has asthma.
I wanted to come home and not have people feel like they looked at me differently. But I think a tender mercy was the Lord put an idea so deep into my mind and made it so apparent that no, people aren't going to judge you.
Her mission president in Riverside, California was Daryl Hammond. He and his wife Joanne say they saw the hand of the Lord during the pandemic.
How can you do a multi-zone conference over Zoom, right?
But it was so amazing that the missionaries would say, we felt the Spirit.
Missionary work began to thrive again as they figured out these new online ways to share the gospel.
There is peace in Christ.
And for example, the ASL lovers began doing EFY videos and signing to those and bringing a gospel message regarding those. And some of their early videos were hitting 250,000 hits.
Near like the last 2 or 3 weeks of my mission, all these people that had been like saved up, just waiting to get baptized, all got baptized.
Currently serving missionaries have never been to the MTC. They're doing it all online, like Elder Caleb Peterson. He's been out 10 months. He was called to Peru, but he's serving right now in Orem.
It was an amazing experience to be at home with family, be able to share in that 6 weeks with them, and to see that I got to be a missionary at home.
51,000 missionaries are currently serving around the world, proof that the work continues even in a pandemic. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date now on the drive. Ricky Meese, what is happening on the roads?
Well, usually when we see these kind of backups both directions on 5600 West, there's a train in the area and it is interfering with the flow of traffic. This is both directions between I-80 and 2100 South, but that's really the only spot of delays that we're really seeing in the valley on the roadways, despite having a few other problems. One is an accident northbound I-215's west belt, approximately 30th south, out of traffic on the right. It's in the stages of being cleared as we speak. An accident in Davis County. This is Main Street, 400 north in Farmington, and a crash with injuries with Salt Lake City PD on the scene, 1300 west at 400 north. Find more meaningful Easter gifts for less at Siegel Book, such as the best-selling Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag, only $14.99 at Siegel Book, where you never pay full price for anything. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's take a look at the next 7 days. Here's Kristen Van Dyke with the forecast.
7-day forecast continues the warm-up after the mid-70s today. Saturday, we're looking at highs in the upper 70s, 78. Then on Sunday, a high of 79 and overnight lows only in the low to mid 50s. A cool down arrives Tuesday. We're back to the mid 60s, but we keep it dry with lows back to the 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And I'm ready for a lunchtime break outside. A nice 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's New News, a complete update of your money news. Markets closed for Good Friday, but we're going to get you up to date on all the happenings. KSL News Time, 1222.
How would you like up to a guaranteed 10% growth on your retirement income and an upfront bonus just for opening an account? You heard me right. There are bonuses just for opening an account and a guaranteed 10% growth per year, which you can use for retirement income. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you have an annuity or another investment like an IRA or 401k, guarantee it and allow it to grow up to 10% per year for your retirement income. This will guarantee to double your money in 10 years, which you can use for lifetime retirement income. Did I mention the bonus on top of that just for opening an account? Call Trajan Wealth to learn how. These are the highest guarantees that I know of, and you can't afford to miss it. 10% growth isn't going to last long. Call today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Fellow Utahans, Governor Cox is opening up vaccination eligibility to all state residents ages 16 and up starting Wednesday, March 24th. Don't delay in scheduling your vaccination appointment with Nomi Health by going to getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911 to secure an appointment as early as March 24th. Appointments are available across 5 locations in partnership with Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theaters to provide a familiar and comfortable location for Utahans. Nomi's mobile COVID-19 units are are also traveling thousands of miles across rural Utah to provide no-cost testing and vaccinations to those who often have no other options nearby. They encourage all eligible residents to make their vaccination appointment today at getmyshot.utah.gov or call 801-704-5911. The NOMI Health Team is working tirelessly to ensure as many Utahans can get vaccinated as possible and is proud to collaborate with the state to deliver COVID-19 solutions that get us all back to life as we know it.
Parting can be such sweet sorrow. Saying goodbye to one who's always been there for you, keeping you warm at night and cool. Except for when she breaks down, of course. You've changed her filter so many times, or maybe not quite as often as you should have. At Whipple Service Champions, let us ease the parting blow. With a free second opinion, we're great at extending the life of older equipment. We'll tell you if she's properly installed, properly sized for your home, and if there are other issues. Free. If it is time to say goodbye to one so dear, we'll give you a better price, guaranteed. Because until we get too busy, we'll give you a free furnace when you buy a central air conditioner. If it's time to move on, you deserve to love again. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST. Don't rebound into something worse. Call 801-444-3278. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Whipple, they come, air condition your home.
Well, this is the time each day that we get a tease from Lee Lonsberry about what's coming up on the day's show. And Lee, I'm getting a little teary-eyed. This is the last day of the show, and this is the last day you'll be joining me.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. It's a bittersweet day. It's the dawn of a new chapter for me professionally, but that means, as is the case in all transitions, that you have to let something go and move on from something that, for me, has been incredibly sweet over this past year and a half. Spending the afternoons with Utahns has been a remarkable treat. And we've got one last episode to go. We'll kick off here in about 10 minutes, and we're going to do a show like all the rest. We'll have a conversation. We'll look at some of the news. And then I'm going to do something a little different today as we wrap up the program. I've been running my mouth now for a year and a half. We're going to turn the show over to the listeners. About 2:30, I'm going to open up the phone lines. We'll have no script. We'll have no plan, no agenda, no rundown. It will be entirely up to the listeners. You call in. We'll chat about whatever's on your mind. That's coming up on the last episode of Live Mic today at 2:35.
Well, all of our best wishes, and we're going to miss you, but best wishes on a great future. I know that you're going back to the nation's capital. You'll be serving the public good, and so we are also excited for you.
Thank you so much, Maria. I'll miss you.
All right. I'll miss you, too. Live Mic with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35 one last time today. Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The S&P 500 has reached a new level. The index topped 4,000 points for the first time ever yesterday. This comes as investors are increasingly optimistic about the coronavirus recovery. KSL Drive's luxury cars are doing well during the pandemic. Sales of super expensive cars like Ferraris, Bentleys, Lamborghinis were up 63% for the last quarter of 2020. Sales in the Salt Lake City area are staying steady even during the pandemic. The Wasatch Front end-of-year sales hit $1.6 billion. That is the fourth year in a row that sales surpassed $1 billion. Markets are closed today for Good Friday. A school bus versus a deer in Virginia turned out to be a big wake-up call. ABC's Derek Dennis has more.
Talk about a rude awakening. That's the sound of a deer flying through the windshield of a yellow school bus in suburban Richmond, landing on top of a high school student who was luckily trying to take a nap.
Deer land on you?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Good?
I was trying to sleep.
The bus's camera feed showing the student's head was already down, his body horizontal, when the deer came bursting through, shattering glass everywhere. And no, the buck didn't stop there. The bus driver opened the door and the deer ran off. No one injured. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.